Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Greetings. You're listening to Sounds Like This, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
Yes, how we doing? Sounds like this on a Sunday, Sheffield Live. And it's the second part of my favourites of 2025. the first one, if indeed you had listened to it. If not, you can hear it on Mixcloud. And got to say a big thanks to DJ Ski, because otherwise he'll be in touch with me saying, why don't you say a big thanks to DJ Ski? I know him. This is another pre-record of live action. But it's all... who, oh, she's got a phenomenal voice, and she released a really strong First Word Records. And yeah, DJ Gilly, who runs First Word Records and set it up with Andy H near 20 years ago now, still going to this day and still got incredible music on it. He's got a big thing about Christmas music, and it's sort of turned into, it looks like the label's releasing a lot of it as well, which is nice. And as I said last week, I'm going to start each show with a decent Christmas song. Why not? So what have I got for you today? I've got loads and loads of quite a lot of soul, actually. And last week we focused a bit on jazz and broken beat. There's gonna be more of that. There's always too much music to fit in for 2025, so I don't know whether I can seriously call it a best of, because if I do that, as soon as I go back and have a look at it, there'll be loads more. I think I might include that. So it's some favourites, let's put it that way. Yeah, and I've also got a short interview I did with Giles Peterson. Talking about the importance of independent venues, so that's coming up a little bit later. Let's continue with Georgie Sweet.
There is something that's missing now. Your words are cold, I don't know. ready to see all those faces yet. I'll feel better soon. I keep on reminding myself it's just a phase. Once I'm through this haze, it will be clear.
Sounds like this on a Sunday. Best of 25 part 2. You heard Georgie Sweet, All That We Were from First Word Records. You heard Anoushka, Overwhelmed, BBE. Pretty much, it's good. We've got Giles coming up in a little bit, a little quick interview with him, and he talks a lot about the importance of independent venues. And of course, most of the music played on this show come from independent record labels. It's the way we like it. Anoushka, Overwhelmed. Oh, I love that track. It really landed with me. And then DJ Die on the remix. The ever great DJ Die. And then we're into a little bit of Private Joy, Pure Love, Lensman on the remix of that one on Rhythm International, I think it is. And this one on Brownswood Records. Probably up there with one of my albums of the year, Kokoroko, Tough Times Never Last. They changed it up a little bit, a lot more vocals, a lot more soul. There's something about this album that I just kept going back to. This is Just Can't Wait.
I told you once, back from the top.
My mask.
Yeah, the sound of Kea.
Let me come.
Out of Chicago, Illinois. A track called Take It from
Dark.
An album called Hook's Law. Sheffield Live on a Sunday sounds like this. Pre-record business. Big thanks to everybody who got in touch last week. Shout out in particular to Ruth and Darren. Eska released a brand new album in 2025 called The Ordinary Life of a Magic Woman. I think it was 10 years since her previous album, which was self-titled and which has had a bit of a kind of a re-release with extra tracks on it and stuff like this. But she's one of my favourite artists, always does things differently in her own way, going back to the broken beat time and the work with IG Culture on new sector movements. This one is Human. After this, going to go into the interview with Giles Peterson, who just from the Phonetics 25th anniversary, recorded a couple of months ago, 31st of October, the Halloween night down at Sydney Matilda. Unfortunately, he couldn't do the rest of the independent tour. But he's back on it now, so yeah, gonna hear from him after the next track.
I get a little bit lost sometimes. A certain mindset creeps in, doing things I can't explain. Very bad.
Giles Peterson with me.
Yeah, Chris, lovely to see you. We're on the road with Rob Olzinger, Rob G, and we're doing... I've known you for years, mate, and I think this whole clubbing community culture has been the thread that's kept the music scene that we're a part of so healthy and vibrant over 45 years for me. And
Is that long? 45 years?
Yeah. I mean, even more than that. I mean, I started at 15, 16. I'm 62. I don't know. I mean, 61. Do the maths. It's more than 45. Anyway.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. I'm giving away too much. But anyway, yes. Yeah, so anyway, the point is, yeah, we've been doing it a long time, and I love it. And I think that as much as it's great to be able to bring everyone together for festival season and to see wonderful things happening with multi-acts and multi-generational DJs and all of that stuff, it's also really important that in the winter months and all the kind of the other side of the moon during the year, that, you know, these really key venues are supported. And so, yeah, this is part of my independent venue tour this year, going to some beautiful places, some that I've been to before, some that I haven't been, like Sydney and Matilda here in Sheffield. So it's the first time for me. It's a great space. It reminds me a bit of the Irish Club in Nottingham for some weird reason. I don't know if that's what you're getting, but yeah, so I can hear the sounds good. Phonetics is here, thank you. They know how to put on a party. It's Halloween, so I've got my Ocean La Day Thriller re-edit.
You're gonna play that, aren't you?
Always works, that one. And I've got a slightly dodgy crumpier one we were talking about.
What sort of dance do you want Rob to do when you play that?
I don't know.
There's only one I've been learning.
Is it going to be
for the last 40 years?
Is it going to be compulsory dancing? Line dancing on the.
I've got to play line dancing, but no. So yeah, no, it's great. I'm just pleased to be here and to sort of feel that, you know, I'm supporting. What needs to be supported at a time when the massive machines are buying it all up and, you know, selling the culture cheap. So I feel that for the culture to regenerate and to be an open door for new youth to come through and feel that they can own it themselves, I think we have to be there to pass the baton on and just to sort of keep it bubbling, you know. So I feel it's important for me. It's part of the duty of care for the future.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm looking forward to your set.
Hey, me
and
too.
Just before we go, I've got the legendary Rob Gallagher. Diabolical Liberties, William Adamson. Go
yeah,
on.
Nice
there's more,
one.
Isn't there? There's more. Two what,
was
one, four.
What was the orchestra? Banks no, what was the one we saw today? We went past the village, the town, in the train. The Les Battersby Orchestra.
Les Battersby Orchestra. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A deep one.
Yeah.
Les Battersby Orchestra.
And I just want to. I just want to ask you to do one thing for us, just for Miss Son Ollie, if you can.
Roasted or fried, I can't stand flies.
Yeah, big shout out to Giles. Big shout out to Rob Gallagher. Original Galliano. We presented him actually with some Ferrero Rocher, so I hope he enjoyed them. It was Levi's idea. Yeah, and Giles and Jam Supernova, they tore it up back on October 31st. That was a special evening. Big shout out to all the DJs who played that night as well. All the local heroes. This one, I was playing some of his music last week. I've been sort of loving everything he's touched, really. Kind of want to hear him DJ as well. It's called Isco, Guiding Star, brand new on Brownswood Records, obviously Charles Peterson's label. Best of 2025.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think this one came out in January, actually. Just such a wonderful tune. Bad, bad, not good. Still doing it. And this one, Found a Light, Beale Street. This one from Yukimi Nagano from Little Dragon, her first solo album, and this is called Make Me Whole.
Thank you.
just another one that grew and grew on me over the course of the year. Kind of, for me, what Roger did last year. It's his third album. He's out of Sao Paulo. It's called Pequeña Vertigem de Amor. And you heard Vale la Pena, Worth the Pain. And I could have played so many tracks from this album. Chronix just returned with an album called Exile, produced by Inflow. I think most of it's produced by Inflow. Going to go for Survivor. There's quite a few on there. I was thinking about what Keep On Rising's a big one. Don't Be Afraid, I and I, Never Give Up. Anyway, check this, Survivor. Sheffield Live on a Sunday sounds like this through till 7 o'clock.
Ah!
Yeah, it sounds like this on Sunday. Hope you enjoyed the first hour of the what is it? second bit of my favourites of 2025.